Nothing going back to the Book of Romans and following our theme of breakthrough is an important piece of information that we need to put in our journals or at least file away in the back pockets of our minds and save for further contemplation. And Paul is sort of explaining the fact that Gentiles, not just Jews, are welcome into the kingdom, and sort of explaining why. And he says even though the Gentiles were not trying to follow God's standards, they were made right with God. And it was by faith that this took place. And then conversely, it goes over to the people of Israel, who are steeped in this tradition of the law of Moses. And rightfully so, this has been their culture for hundreds and hundreds of years. But it's not just their culture. God established this. So it is sort of inbred into their DNA now. And he says, but the people of Israel who tried so hard to get right with God by keeping the law never succeeded. Why not? Because they were trying to get right with God by keeping the law instead of by trusting him. I think that the way that applies now to us and in our pursuit of a real, genuine walk with God, true intimacy with him, and real breakthrough in our lives, breakthrough in such a way that we are oriented to God's will, and that is what we want, is that so many of us try to approach God and the ways of God on our own terms. We put God through this filter of our experience and our understanding and try to force God through that filter and deal with him and his instructions and his ways on our own terms. To our defense, our experience and our life is what we have to filter through. But that is not all of God. The vastness of God just about makes my head explode when I think about it, because it goes on and on infinitely, and I cannot get my head around it, and it's too big for me. The way that God can relate to each one of us personally, the way that he can relate to each culture personally, the beauty of his creation, and on it goes. It's too big for any of us to comprehend. But we do have to begin to approach God on his terms. And part of the way we learn his terms is spending time in the scriptures every day. But also we must walk with God and put aside our own personal agenda, put aside our list of things that we need for him to get done for us, and walk with God, because orientation to God's will and his kingdom will change the way we look at everything. All of a sudden, the things we think we need, we don't anymore. The things that we want him to get done for us, the things that we'd like him to move out of our way so we can accomplish our agenda, really no longer matter. It is the kingdom of heaven that we are a part of. We are God's children, and we will reign in the kingdom. Our future is fairly bright, I'd say. Currently, it is our mission to walk with God. We were created to bring God glory. So, glorifying God is our mission. And God has given us the ability to have a true, genuine relationship with him. So what else matters when you can have a conversational intimacy with the creator of all, and that's understating it, with God? So we must begin to consider how we can approach God on his terms and not try to force God to work on our terms.